Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above. I am Tony Green. So the first thing I want to do is say the call-in number on my opening, on my intro, is incorrect. It used to be correct, but I didn't realize until I was listening to it and looking at my dashboard that the number has been changed. So the number to call in is 845-277-9131. Again, that's 845-277-9131. So if you'd like to call in, that's the number to call in on. I'll be taking callers, answering their questions, helping them connect to loved ones on the other side. I'm here every Monday at noon for 30 minutes. So before I get started with taking calls today, there's been so much going on worldwide, right? And thank goodness for Facebook. I never thought I'd say that, but thank goodness for Facebook and all the funny memes. If you find funny memes, share them. It doesn't mean you're less concerned about what's going on. It means you're just trying to help people laugh a little bit during this time. I do want to make a couple of recommendations. And as I always say, I'm not the boss of you. You can do whatever you want. You can listen to the news 24/7 and work yourself into a great big old, you know, neurotic mess about this and what's going on in the world. But here's the bottom line. When it's your time, it's your time. If it's not your time, it's not your time. Trust me, I've had 3 near-death experiences. And all 3 times, I was definitely on my way home. And I can just, with every ounce of my belief and knowing, and from all of my readings and everything that I've experienced on every level, and these are my personal experiences and what's been guided to me from, I'll just say, heaven. If it's not your time, it's just not your time. And if it is, it is. Now, I know we're not only worried about ourselves, but loved ones. And again, oh, God, I could spend 3 hours just going through all of this for everyone. And in the end, you know, you're either going to decide you're buying into it or you're jumping out of it. And I always say, feel it. Don't hear it. Feel it. Look around. So I want to bring up a couple of I don't know if I should do this or not, but I do want to bring up a couple of really interesting little bits. and things want to fly out of my mouth because I am a channel, and things just come through me and blurb out, and I'm trying really hard not to let them. Okay, perfect. There we go. Within a week, and I've been saying this for a very long time to my close friends that I have personal conversations with, that it was within a month, within 2 weeks, and now we're down to literally the 1 week point, and a lot of it is already starting to come out if you're listening to the right people or venues. Mainstream media might not be putting this out yet. They may never put it out, okay? But within a week, we're going to start to have a bigger, greater understanding on what's really going on here. Truths are going to start to be revealed. Some of them already have been, but truths are going to start to be revealed within a week. As they call it, the general population will start to have a better understanding of everything going on. And within that three-week mark, within a month, let's just say within a month, by the end of April, beginning of May, there will be a lot more in the open. Now, do you choose to believe faith or do you choose to believe fear? Do you choose to believe you're okay? Do you choose to believe, you know, what do you choose to believe? And how connected are you to that belief and why? So, and again, I could really go into this whole belief system and why we have our beliefs and where they stem from. And we all know mainstream media is not the same as it was, depending on your age. Growing up, mainstream media is definitely a business. It is. They get ratings, and if their ratings don't do well, guess what? They get replaced. And so just keep everything in perspective. And I'm not saying people aren't getting sick, but look at the statistics. Do the groundwork. Here's one thing that's really interesting. We've been hearing on the news that all these hospitals in New York and other places are overwhelmed and overrun. And then citizen reporters are going to these hospitals the same day or the next day and taking footage with their phone, and nobody's there. They're not overrun. They're not overwhelmed. Pay attention, folks. Pay attention. Do the footwork. Do the research. Not the research the media wants you to do. Your own research. Look at the numbers. Figure out what's real and what's not. And most of all, feel it. But whatever you do, and this is why I'm saying all of this, whatever you do, don't let fear win. Fear breaks down your cells. Fear breaks down your mind. And fear definitely takes away your faith and your knowing or your intuition. Do not let fear win. If fear is winning, put in a comedy. Listen to some really amazing motivational speaking, or just some get your head out of wherever you are and put on something completely opposite, like some music that from the way back when times were good, some happy music, as I like to call it, and stream it. Stream it. This is not our new normal, and I wish everybody would stop saying that. This is not our new normal. This is a point in history. That's it. And history, it will be soon. If we are accepting that this is our new normal and they keep saying it to us, we need to change that. This is not our new normal. Okay? So, having said all of that, and hopefully that helped a bit for anyone listening to the show, I am going to go to the callers. When I say your area code, please tell me your name and where you're calling from. And because we do have quite a few people on the switchboard, I ask that you ask one question or one connection. So let's get started with that part of the show. I'm going to go to caller number 917. Hello, 917. How are you today?
Tim,
hey.
Calling from New York. And,
hey, Tim from New York.
Trying to center myself amidst all the badness and just buckle down, talk to my guys. Everything's in flux now, but I'm just attempting to move forward financially, purpose, job-wise. I'm just curious if there was any message from Spirit for me during these wild times.
Interesting times. Interesting, aren't
yes.
they?
Interesting indeed. Interesting indeed.
Yeah, we could, you know, everyone I think could go on for hours and hours about what's going on with speculation, and it's all going to come out. It always does. It's just what side of it you believe or want to believe or what makes you feel safest. So here's what I'm going to tell you that your guides are telling you to do. I hope you are down for this. I hope you understand what they mean by this. The first word I hear is plant, P-L-A-N-T. This is not at all what I thought they were going to say. So that's why I'm giggling so much, because I think I know what's coming. It's not coming from me at all. So plant food, water. So what I'm getting here is use some hydroponics, if I'm getting this correctly, if I'm guessing correctly. Use some hydroponics,
okay.
And spend your time growing, planting, and planting can be hydroponics. We're just not putting it in the ground. We're putting it in water, and our own tap water and bowls will do.
Okay.
So plant, use this time to plant. And you know what this could also mean? This could also mean to plant those seeds that you are going forward with in life. This is a time of transition for a number of people to really look at, where was my life before this started? Was it where I wanted it to be? And hit the reset button. So look at every area of your life as far as relationship, career, finances, and hit the reset button. So many of us were not content or just content with what was going on in our life and accepting it. This is a perfect time to sit down and do those thoughtful, what I call prayers, where we go into that deep state of prayer and look at what we really want and then co-create it with the universe. And co-creating is the best word I can use, because even though you put it out there, it takes some effort on your part, okay? So
okay.
There are steps you'll need to take. I am hearing you also need to change your resume. You need to tweak it. You need to change it. You need to make it a little bit more modern or up to date, up to speed is what they're saying.
Gotcha.
The other message that I'm getting for you from them is that you have a lot more potential and a lot more going on than you're giving yourself credit for. And is there something you've thought about doing off on your own? It was something a little bit more, I'm going to use the word spiritual, even though it might not be as spirit, it's from your spirit. It's something in your spirit that you really have thought about going off and doing on your own. And when I say on your own, I mean like a sort of a business or a venture that you've thought about doing. Is that accurate?
Well, I've thought about writing and trying to figure out what I can do with some of my storytelling. And I do have some real estate ambitions, although everything is in flux now. But there are some things that I wanted to get going on inside.
Okay, so when I hear this, I am also hearing,
So, and again, this fits in, when I say, when I hear something and then I say it and I can put my, a little bit of my feeling in with it. But again, I'm hearing that you do have this ambition, this journey or whatever we want to call it, that you've been wanting to do. And what I'm seeing is you out in nature doing this. So maybe you need to find a place that is a little bit with nature. Like I see trees, like a lot of trees, though, like almost like you're walking through a foresty type of area, but you're sitting and you're really getting in touch with that which you want and what you want to bring out of you. And please, if you can do that, do it. And make this happen. They're saying the timing is right, everything is on track, and start now. Just start now. There's always going to be a reason to do it or not do it. Just start now. Okay? And again, plant, and so you're just now you're letting things grow. Let them grow and come into fruition. I hope this makes sense for you.
It does. Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome, and please reach back out to me. Let me know how everything's going. I look forward to connecting with you and again to know how this journey is going. And once you have your first book done, please let me know. We'll talk about it on the show, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day and make some magic. I am going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 853. How are you doing today? Or no, I'm sorry, that's 863. I'm sorry. 863, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, where are you calling from?
This
What's your name?
I'm Angela from Florida.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what's your question or connection today, Angela?
I was wondering if you could connect with anyone. I've got any messages.
You know what, it's really a bad connection. If you're on a speakerphone or can you, I can barely hear you. And please let it be a direct question.
Can you hear me now?
Or
Can you hear me now?
That's so much better. Yep, that's so much better. Please let it be a direct question or a direct connection. Go ahead, love.
Okay, yes. Is there any way you can connect with my mother maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. So I see a woman walking in, and she was a little bit fuller figured, and at least at one point in her life, and she's walking in what she is calling a house coat. Does that make sense to you?
She was always in pajamas, and she was top heavy, but she was really thin except for her top.
And by pajamas, this is like a house coat is like what I see. It looks like a pajama, but she used the word house coat. Now this person that I'm seeing walking in first could be also a grandmother, but I'm going to tell you they're here. There's a couple of people walking in, but we're just going to focus on your mom to begin with.
Okay.
And give me a second here because there are three women here, your mom, a grandmom, and then somebody behind your grandmom that keeps just sticking her head out. But I feel like that person might have been younger when they went because they seem like a child's age, and they just keep peeking their head out behind your grandma.
Okay.
So the first thing, this is from all the women, they're saying, this is from all the women, and they're stressing all the women. They want you to know that you are – do you feel – I have to ask you a question before I give you their message. I'm so sorry because I know what they want to say, and I don't want to just. Do you feel like you're on the right track in life? Do you feel like you're doing what you're supposed to? Yeah. Okay. So the first thing, thank you for confirming that, because the first thing out of their mouth is you are on the wrong track. You need to, fulfill your heart, fulfill your passion. Are you doing what you're feeling is safe and comfortable over what you really want to be doing? I'm getting
not at all.
So what I'm getting is, if I'm not understanding this correctly, and please remember, I hear some words, but mostly it just comes through me, and I get the feeling of it, and then I have to try to kind of put that feeling into words. But they're just saying you're not living your. Can I ask you, what do you do right now?
I can't be
love?
Offended by anything, so I understand. Like anything that they would say, I would know that they would even say, they would say whatever's on their mind.
But I know, but what do you do right now, love? What is it that you do right now?
Right now, I am, well, with this crap going on, I'm doing really staying at home, but otherwise, I've been sick a lot with some health issues that's caused me to be in the hospital a couple times a month, so I'm trying to, once this is over, collect disability, was what the doctors told me to do, so I'm kind of. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. And that does help explain some of the panic I've been feeling in my chest area and some of the nervousness. So here's what I'm going to tell you. They are saying, now I'm asking them all kinds of questions right now. Okay, so you have to be really diligent and very careful when filling out your paperwork, first of all. Okay?
Okay.
Be very diligent, be very careful, and very accurate when filling out that paperwork. And then I heard the word extreme. You take that for what you want it to be, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you have the appropriate documentation to back up everything, and work very closely with your physicians on this. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Get backup documentation and backup documentation. Okay? As this progresses, and I'm not saying it's going to progress one way or the other, but as it progresses, you're going to need to be very factual and actual, okay? And they're going to want details, so make sure you can provide those details. Now, again, let your physicians do the talking is the biggest message I'm getting. Put everything, get copies and more copies, and submit. They'll argue with a person. They won't really argue with physicians. But the diagnosis needs to be on point. The diagnosis needs to be on point. And they're going to say it one more time. The diagnosis needs to be on point. Now, if I were to translate that, I could give it my own meaning. I'm going to hope that they give it their meaning. And that meaning would be verifiable and
Well, see, the thing is I have a rare syndrome that only 500 people known to me and have ever been diagnosed with.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has my intestines, and due to my arteries clamping down on my small intestine, which keeps me from, you know, going to the restroom for a long period of time. And they don't know what to do. I've kind of been like an experiment.
So now, and again, please let me, it needs to be on point. And maybe they're saying this because it hasn't been for so long, and they don't know all the prognoses or protocols for this. It needs to be on point as far as possibly how long will this go on, and you and I both know, but for Social Security and disability, they look at it very differently, okay? So you really need to be on point with your doctor's statements. Like your doctor, for example, can't say, well, there's a 10% chance she'll recover this in 3 months, because then they're for sure going to say no. You know what I mean? Be on point. And they're really, really stressing this, and they're really, really making sure that you are understanding it 100%, okay?
Yes,
so just be on point, be going in the right direction. I feel like everything's going to come through for you. It's going to take a little longer than you would like it to, but don't worry about that, okay? It is going to come through for you, but just be very, very accurate with your paperwork. Be very, very accurate with everything that you are putting in writing, and let the doctors do the writing, but don't put in anything that recoverable is the word I'm getting. Do you understand what I mean when they say the word recoverable? Okay, perfect. Okay, sweetie. And then the other message that they want to give you is you can, while this is going on, write your story. Definitely write your story. Write the story. Write everything about it. It's going to make for a very interesting read. Okay? And you don't have to worry about that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You were mentioning earlier about how you've had three, you know, near life or death experiences, and I've had about five of them. I've been on my deathbed about five times. And,
oh my goodness!
I'm still here,
sweetie.
And I've bounced back, and it's just a rare things like ovary twisting and bleeding internally, and meningitis from mosquitoes. It's just random things that's happened to me, and on top of my rare condition, it's just. But I'm still here, so there's a reason. It's not my time to go. I'm sure, you know what I mean? I know that.
Yeah. Right? Like,
I'm still here for something.
Trust me, if they wanted us, they would have taken us. Each and every
one of us,
if they wanted us, if we were supposed to be home, they would have taken us. Trust me. And
right.
I know so many people who have had near deaths. I know so many people who have gone. And it's true. If they wanted us, they would have taken us. And there's a reason we're here. And just the one thing I can say for you is write as much as you can. Write as often as you can.
I need to write a book about all the things.
And definitely document this. This is going to make, if nothing else, your documentation of this is going to make for an amazing case study for doctors to be and present doctors. So, and
I agree
your,
with that.
If
yes.
Your grandma, your mom, and that little bean behind
your
grandmother
are.
You know what? She peeps out so quickly I can barely see her. But I know it's a girl.
I have a daughter that passed away. It was my first daughter, and she was a girl. And I have three other children, but my first pregnancy was a little girl. And my grandma, my dad's side died, and my mom just died a year ago, March 26th.
I'm so sorry,
those
sweetie.
Three women.
Yeah. And this, she is grabbing onto the back of your grandma and will not let go. So I'm just going to say they are together thicker than thieves, tighter than, you know, they're just there, and they are definitely not, how do I say it, separating, letting go. And so really quick, just write, and don't stop writing. Go back to the beginning. And just write everything out from the beginning, and then as you go, and don't let up. Just keep writing, because this is going to be a very amazing case study, because in the end, what they're saying now is not what they'll be saying 6 months from now or a year from now. Okay? Just please trust this. And they love you, and they want you to know they love you, and they want you to know that they are always with you. And my show has ended, so I'm going to go off.